is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect with your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. We're continuing our series called In His Presence. Ephesians 5:27, he did this to present her to himself as a glorious church without a spot or wrinkle or any other blemish. Instead, she will be holy and without fault. We're called to be a glorious church, and this glorious church is going to walk in His glorious presence. And so the Spirit of God is always drawing us into the presence of God. And no, it isn't fair that many of us who didn't deserve His love and forgiveness receive it anyway. But we're not here today because we deserve it. The only reason we're here is because of God's glorious grace. I think it's so important for us to grasp God's grace. Even though it's only in eternity we'll fully comprehend what His grace has done for us. Acts 20 and verse 32. So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. The boss called one of his employees into the office. Rob, he said, you've been with the company for a year now. You started off in the mailroom, and just 1 week later you were promoted to a sales position. And 1 month after that, you're promoted to district manager of the sales department. Just 4 short months later, in an unprecedented move, you were promoted to vice president. Now it's time for me to retire and I want you to take over the company. What do you say to that? Ah, thanks, Dad, said the employee. Isn't that funny? And in the same way as in this story, success in life isn't always determined by what you know or how hard you've worked, but rather who you know. And the reality is that we will not know God if we don't walk in and value and seek His presence. And you might be amazed that as you spend time in His presence, that your Father promotes you, not because of your ability, not because of your determination, not because of the fact that you deserve it, but simply because of the fact that you're His child and He loves you. So again, success in life isn't always determined by what you know, but rather who you know. Hosea 6 and verse 2. After 2 days, He will revive us. On the third day, He will restore us that we may live in His presence. So are you aspiring to live in His presence? In His presence is fullness of joy. At His right hand are pleasures forevermore. And so if you don't have joy, we can't always choose our circumstances, but we can choose our attitude in them. We can choose joy, particularly if we will choose His presence, because in His presence is joy. So if you don't have joy, it's an indication maybe you need to spend time in His presence. Maybe an indication you're not spending enough time in prayer. We were made to live in God's presence because life is too short to live it anywhere else. And maybe this is why so many good people die before their time. Can a fish survive out of water? Can a polar bear thrive in the desert? No, of course not. It's clearly not the right environment for them to prosper or even to survive. And in the same way, many good, talented people struggle literally all through their life simply because they never made that connection with God. Exodus 33, verse 6 says, so the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by Mount Horeb. And if we want to walk in God's presence, we're going to have to strip ourselves of some of the ornaments. Some, you know, ornaments are things that are of no real function other than they might look good. And, you know, the reality is there are many things in the modern church that look good but are really ornamental and they're not bearing fruit. And there can be things in our lives that aren't bearing fruit and we need to deal with those things. And so they stripped themselves of their ornaments in Mount Horeb, and that takes humility. And, you know, we've been dealing with how pride is no place in His presence. And if we want to walk in His presence, we need to humble ourselves and we need to maybe strip ourselves of some things that don't glorify Him. Moses took his tent and pitched it outside the camp, far from the camp, and called it the tabernacle meeting. And it came to pass that everyone who sought the Lord went out to the tabernacle meeting, which was outside the camp. So it was, whenever Moses went out to the tabernacle, that all the people arose and each man stood at his tent door and watched Moses until he had gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass when Moses entered the tabernacle that the pillar of cloud descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses. All the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the tabernacle door, and all the people rose and worshipped each man at his tent door. So the Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend. And again, this is, and I know this is the Old Testament, but think about that face to face relationship with God, that walking in his presence. And this is what Moses enjoyed. The Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend, and he returned to the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not depart from the tabernacle. Then Moses said to the Lord, "See, you say to me, bring up this people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you also have found grace in my sight. Now therefore I pray, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you, that I might find grace in your sight, and consider that this nation is your people." And he said, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Then he said to him, "If your presence does not go with you, do not bring us up from here." And so we see that God's presence was his priority. If you look at the life of Moses, God's presence was the priority. Moses said, "You know, I would prefer to live here in the desert in your presence than to live in a palace without your presence." And I think that's such a good attitude, and something that we need to emulate in our lives, is that, you know, to have that hunger for God's presence. And he said to them, "If your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here." Now, bear in mind, he's in the desert. He's in the searing heat with the snakes and the scorpions. It's not a nice environment. And yet he said, "Don't bring us out of this desert unless your presence goes with us. For how then will it be known that your people and I have found grace in your sight, except that you go with us? So we shall be separate, your people and I, from all the people who are upon the face of the earth." So the Lord said to Moses, "I will also do this thing that you have spoken, if you have found grace in my sight, and I know you by name." Hallelujah. And he said, "Please, show me your glory." And he said, "I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion." And so we see this, Moses comes to this place of adoration where he says, "Please, show me your glory." Can you sense the desperation, the hunger, the desire that Moses has for the presence of God? I mean, he could have asked God for anything. He could have asked for gold or silver or wealth or influence or notoriety. He didn't ask for any of those things. He said, "Please, show me your glory." I just find that so inspiring, particularly considering, you know, that he was so mightily used by God. You know, God was clearly with him. God had clearly anointed him. And yet, he had this laser focus. He desired the presence of God. He said, "I'll make all my goodness pass before you. I'll proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I'll be gracious to whom I'll be gracious, and have compassion on whom I will have compassion." But he said, "You cannot see my face, for no man shall see me and live." And the Lord said, "Here's a place by me, and you shall stand on the rock." And so here we have this beautiful promise that if we want to see his presence, if we want to experience his presence, it's through the rock, it's through Jesus Christ. We cannot know God's presence outside of Jesus Christ. And this is why, you know, whether it's Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, Muslims, Hindus, whoever, there's many good people with, you know, there's many people who hold to a moral standard and live an outwardly good life and do their best to be good people. I get that, I understand that, but it's only through Jesus Christ that we can receive the remission of sins. It's only through Jesus we can be born again, and it's only through Jesus that we can truly encounter and experience the presence of God. He is the rock. He alone is the rock. Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father but by me." There is one way to heaven, and that is through Jesus Christ. Christ and Christ alone. There is no other way, there is no other route. It's important for us to grasp that fact, that Jesus Christ is the way to the Father. "You shall stand on the rock, and it shall be while my glory passes by that I will put you in the cleft of the rock." And this is the beauty, is that if any man is in Christ, God has put us in Christ, just as he put Moses in the rock. This was an Old Testament symbol of Christ, our Savior. "I will put you in the cleft of the rock." If we want to experience God's presence, if we want to experience God's glory, it is in Christ. That's why if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Christ in you, the hope of glory. You see, we are in Christ and Christ is in us. We are one with our Savior through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And this is the glory of the new birth, is that so it shall be while my glory passes by, I'll put you in the cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand while I pass by. And then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen. You see, we are identified with Christ. That's what the Bible says. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Christ in you, the hope of glory. I hope this has encouraged you, and we're going to get back to this next week for our final week to finish this series on God's presence. And I just want to encourage you, just on a daily basis, try and get up 5 or 10 minutes early just to pray. Just pray in the Spirit. Just to read the Scriptures. Just talk to the Lord. Just draw near to Him. Draw near to Him and He will draw near to you. And this is the promise we have, is that we can walk in His glorious presence. Hallelujah. We don't have to wait till heaven. We can experience His glory right here on this earth. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. May the peace and presence of Christ, our Lord and Savior, fill your heart and home. In Jesus' wonderful name, Shalom.